Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Well, this is one of my favorite subjects we're going to be talking about, restoring or replacing when it comes to hormones. I wrote a book several years ago called Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. And the reason I wrote the book is because hormone replacement therapy, HRT, reached celebrity status when the Women's Health Initiative was halted because they were trying to figure out if Premarin, for the most part, okay, so that's the agent that was being tested, what were the benefits? And they started to run into some problems, meaning Premarin was actually causing heart disease, increase in stroke, and also Alzheimer's, dementia. And I had just started my practice around that time, so about 2001, 2002.
It was huge,
And I was thinking, all these women were coming in, we were talking about HRT, and I was like, this is a normal hormonal transitions. Why do we have to replace anything? Why don't we look at restoring function first? Decker, you've heard me talk about this for the longest time. You and I have talked. What are your thoughts on this whole subject?
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, it saddens me that this isn't the topic all the time, because it seems to be which doctor do you go to for hormone replacement. It seems to be this predestiny that every woman right around this time starts her hormones, and this is this anti-aging type of item. There's no free lunch with giving hormones, okay? And this is the single most important decision in a man or woman's life in the mid to late 40s, early 50s, by far. Because what direction you go with this, restoring, replacing, might dictate your quality and quantity longevity. Look, there's just nothing free, listeners, about taking hormones.
And so
go ahead.
When you say that, what you really mean is you Mother Nature always wins, right? She always bats last. I mean, that's what I think. Even if people mm-hmm. think that's like, this is an anti-aging modality. But quite honestly, I think what you're saying is that there's no free pass, there's no free lunch. There are prices to pay. There really are, especially if you don't think about this with a big picture mentality. I mean, Deepak Chopra says it best about the endocrine system, okay, the hormone system. You touch one strand and the whole web trembles. And for me, if we are going through normal hormonal transitions, and I just watched the show on Varia, Myth Defying, we talked about this, and one of my experts, Dr. Donica Moore, was on, and she said, listen, 100% of women who go through, okay, who live long enough will go through menopause. It's a natural phase of life, all right? So mm-hmm. how could, if 100% of women go through a phase, how can we, first of all, call it a disease process and offer a treatment modality like HRT, hormone replacement therapy? From my mind, I was like, listen, what we need to do is understand that the body is brilliant and it's a great communicator. It's certainly a better communicator to us than we, I think, acknowledge. If we are symptomatic during normal hormonal transitions, that is a sign that there is, and it's an opportunity to understand, hey, there are some things that are going wrong, whether it's in xenobiotic detoxification, whether it's overall hormonal balance, whether there's an adrenal or stress gland component. And we get in there, and guess what we need to do first? We need to make sure that we restore function, because Decker, here's my analogy. If let's say a woman, I'll just make this analogy, and let's say a woman gets to about middle age where there's a lot going on, there's multiple caregiving roles, right. Empty nest syndrome, caring for elderly parents.
Busy
stressors, yes. Finances, you know.
Okay, losing time to exercise.
That's right.
Busy,
okay.
Throwing in there.
All of this. So the conditions for health to exist aren't there anyway. So Here's this woman, and she's, let's just say it'd be like there's a building on fire, right? And the woman is just completely annoyed because the fire alarm is going off, and it's really irritating. It's causing her to have some hot flashes, night sweats, what have you. And so it's like, I got to get out of this irritation. You go over and you clip the wire to the fire alarm, and it's like, oh gosh, that is so much better. What's the problem?
There's still that
fire, and it's going to continue to travel. You might have some relief instantly. So we got to get in there and concomitantly, yes, address symptoms. And there are natural, effective ways and safe ways that you can do that. But it's all about restoring function first, in my opinion.
Can I take a step back just one quick second, Holly, on this? And
only if you do it with the sissy circle eight at the end.
We will circle right back in this. One of the things that I don't like about this, about every woman and now most men that I know of going on testosterone and bioidentical hormones, is that it's like you're broken. It's like you get to this age and you break. I don't like that. It's, you know, menopause, all of a sudden you get to it and now you're broken, so you need this fix. And you need this fix the rest of your life. I really don't like that message being given to our menopausal women. Now, I want to circle back to this. Holly, where do you start when somebody walks into your office with hot flashes? And how do you take them through the same discussion that we're having now?
I do, but first of all, if they're having hot flashes and night sweats and it's decreasing their quality of life, and mostly because they're not sleeping, you know, I do believe in addressing acute concerns. Yes, I'm a big advocate of identifying and treating the cause, getting in there, asking great questions, having good clinical acumen, and very, very much taking up this person's story. But I'm not going to leave them, you know, and send them out of my office with all of these charges of, hey, we probably need to do a detox if we haven't before. We need to clean up your diet. We need stress modulation. You know, they're going to go, thanks, I'm still having hot flashes. So we talk about addressing acute concerns. I mean, there's been some incredible studies and research on black cohosh. There's one particular isopropanolic extraction. Remifemin's been around for a long time. It's got 90 published studies. Very effective. The thing with black cohosh.
90 published studies.
Very effective for those vasomotor symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats. But the problem is it takes time. And a lot of people, this is the education that's so important, don't understand that about 12 weeks. So you need to be on an appropriate dosage, an appropriate extraction for 12 weeks. So, you know, if somebody is on hormone replacement therapy, or let's just call it hormone therapy, because there really truly is nothing to replace if you're going through a normal menopause.
It's true.
Then what we can do is concomitantly get that safe, natural, effective ingredient on board, make some lifestyle dietary modifications, etc., and then slowly, if their wish is to come off, pull them off their potentially carcinogenic. Thank you very, very,
very
much.
Good.
Carcinogenic, potentially carcinogenic drugs that have potentially, you know, very harmful side effects. If that's their desire, there are things that we can do. We just got to be able to comprehensively look at folks and restore function first.
Yeah, an awareness of that you're not a broken piece of machinery, that you self-repair. And one of the things that people need to understand is the adrenal glands after menopause are responsible for manufacturing your estrogens. When you're coffee stressed and not sleeping, that adrenal gland is going to be stressed and you're going to have issues. One of the main considerations I have when talking with women about these subjects is, where's your stress level and can it get better? Do you have ways of countermanding your stress to allow your adrenal gland to build? Meaning, rather than being stagnant and watching more television, that you hit a gym. Gym builds adrenals, stagnicity weakens adrenals. Can you make those decisions? And I use it in my restore replace. How am I doing for a guy?
Hey, I think you're doing great. I think men go through this as well, quite honestly. I really, really do. You know, and it's kind of, it's interesting what you say, and I will totally rubber stamp it. It's like this disease process. Thinking about menopause is like you're broken. And quite honestly, I don't understand as a medical professional how our community allowed this to happen, but it's called, there's a diagnosis for it, and it's called ovarian failure. Cracks me up every time because I'm thinking, well then, what should we call puberty? Should we call puberty ovarian success and add that as a diagnosis too?
That's the best Hollyism ever. Ovarian
you
success.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, oh, you've got ovarian success. And so I think that's really, really important. And as you said, I think it's important that health will absolutely be available when the conditions for health exist. And the disease process, so having symptoms, listen, the only real sign of menopause is a cessation of one's period. What we're looking for, if there's anything else going on, we get to take a deeper look and truly care for women, not diagnose them, not pathologize them, understand them, and really care for them, okay? That's what I think we need to do. It's all about identifying and treating the cause and staying well here at RadioMD.com.